down to whoever performs at the on the day of the game, and that's it to me.
Now, do you notice the difference defensively when you have a quarterback at the line who can change the play and maybe get this team out of a bad play, a play where you guys have the strategic advantage? Do you notice that during the course of the game?
Man, I just try to beat up on the guy in front of me, man. You're going into the coach's stuff. You got to ask them those questions.
When it comes to Peyton Manning, all the talk about him, what he's got left and this and that, what type of respect do you have to Peyton Manning?
I have a lot of respect for him, you know, just for everything that he's done in his career and, you know, and the way he's playing now still, it's impressive. And, I mean, we definitely have to be ready and on our toes for him out there.
What type of challenge is that going to be to beat him on Sunday?
It's going to be a challenge regardless. You know, they're a good team. If it's him, if it's Osweiler or anybody, you know, they're a great team, and we just got to go out there and do what we do on defense and try to stop them.
Alan, as someone that's played for a different team, when you first thought was when you saw how often the ref was sort of around and would sit in the back of a team meeting?
I'll just say this. Out of any team I've ever been on, I've seen Mr. Kraft more in a half year last year than I've seen any other owner for the rest of my 8 years before meeting him.
When you see him in a full team, full meeting?
I mean, not even that. He walks up and he knows everybody personally, and just working for a man like that is pretty nice.
What does that mean to you when the boss not only knows your name but is around all the time?
It's just cool. It's a great atmosphere. You know, it makes it an atmosphere where you're not nervous or worried when he comes around. You know, some teams when, you know, the owner comes around, people get kind of jittery. But, I mean, here, it's an everyday occurrence, so it's nothing new.
Is that one of the reasons no one ever wants to leave?
You got to ask them that, man. Everybody has their own personal reasons, I'm sure. He's successful just because he's a great back and they have a great scheme, and he's, you know, he has all the skill sets that's needed to be successful in that scheme. He's got vision, he's got quickness, and he's got power. So if you look at the history of Denver running backs, he fits the mold, and we just got to make sure we stay on our P's and Q's and, you know, cross our T's and make sure that we stop him on the front line.
Thank you.